We can Blog eat fries and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao, in India, Namaste, in Japan, Konnichiwa, in Korea, Annyeonghaseyo, in Russia, Zdravstvuyte, in Germany, Guten Tag, in Poland, Dzień dobry, in France, in Spain, Hola, in Italy, Ciao, in Egypt, Tafin Wasafin, in Ghana, Akwama, in Nigeria, Paleo, in South Africa, Saobona, in Senegal, Nangade, in Kenya, Jambo, in Israel, Shalom, in Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Thursday edition of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and today we're going to shop with Zoe. We'll be right back after this quick break, so stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in a moment, so you just stay with us, and we invite you to call in. 515-605-9325.
Hi, I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima.
We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and, of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all, race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima.
We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms. And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who
were using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services. Whatever you're selling, they need to buy it. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
And Global Radio TV Show, I'm Naima Latif, and we'll be joined by our host, Zoe Ma, in just 1 minute. But we want you, if you have been watching our Shop with Zoe, you know that we've got a number of products that people buy because they are beneficial, whether it's a household product or a product to nourish you. These are things that you have an opportunity to buy and to sell. We have made it possible for you to make money when someone else is buying a product. And so we want you to benefit from our opportunity that we're giving to those who are willing to be responsible for their own income. And everybody should have an income that they control. And we invite you to be a part of our prosperity partners so that you can benefit from being a partner with us as we present products that are available to sell. And today we're going to talk about that sales process because there's a very popular social media platform that has taken the world by storm, TikTok. And, you know, it's coming out of China, as many things are, as we talk about on this show. But the power of social media is just that. It's powerful because spread socially. It's spread by social contact and people who know each other. And those people who know somebody and all of that. And so what we end up doing is creating a network, a social network of people who know people, who know people. And it's a very powerful way to spread information, but it's also a very powerful way to sell products. And TikTok features very short little messages that basically hear and see a message, and it's often creatively done. And people find themselves spending all day long on TikTok just looking at little videos, they cute little videos, but it's a very powerful sales tool. And we see that because of the politics of economics, there are those who want to shut it down. And it has nothing to do with social media being bad for your morals or anything like that. It's just basically who is going to control the economy? And we know that nations perceive themselves as being, well, companies that are backed, or nations that are backed by companies, that's really what it is, perceive themselves as being in competition with each other. And because of that, they will strive to keep others from competing. Now, the human beings, you know, the people, we don't tend to care. We don't really see it in that vein. We see, I want this product, I want this service, I'm going to buy it, and I don't really care who's selling it. And so there's often a drive to make sure that the people who you're buying from are people from your country or whatever the case may be, your community. And because money is now circulating globally, it's not the same as a local economy where everybody's buying from the grocery store down the street, the ma-and-pa shop. It's just the economy isn't like that anymore. The fact is it's a global economy, and whoever learns the skill to participate is going to be able to receive the financial benefits. So today we're going to take a look at that and what it takes to actually ask for the money. Is it about where you live, or is it about the tools that you master, especially the social media tools that reach people and create networks? And are you able to come up with a message that's real basic? Real basic. It's not rocket science. When we talk about sales, it's not rocket science. It is, even if it was, we could convince you on how to do it. But it's like, what do you need? How do you get it? That's all sales is. What do you need? How do you get it? And if you've got social media that makes it real easy for you to discover something you need, it becomes a very powerful sales tool. And whoever comes up with a good social media platform, they will find themselves benefiting very greatly financially. So we're going to bring on our host, Zoe Ma, and let's first take a look at what we're offering that you can determine if it's something that you need or something that someone you know may need, and it will give you an opportunity to make some money providing it for them. It's a simple thing, and yet many who are in the business of selling seem to think it's complicated. When all it is, like we said before, matchmaking. What does somebody need? How do you give it to them? And they pay you to give it to them because they need it. And that's all it is. So we, at the Female Solution, we have a very simple way of giving you a chance to give people what they need by giving them a place to go right online. And we're going to bring this up as we bring in our host for today. And, you know, once again, if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, you can call us at 515-605-9325 or 727-731-5192, because we want to hear from you. And we want you to be a part of our prosperity so that you can get paid when other people shop. It's a simple thing. And when you know how, it becomes very easy. So here we are on the Female Solution website. can go to www.thefemalesolution.com. And here we are, all the beautiful women who you've heard over the years with wonderful programs. And here they are, and we've got all the various of what we do. But let's just go to products. And here on our product page, you can see the handy expanding travel bag. And those who have bought it say it is definitely a handy piece of accessories to have when you're traveling. It expands and gets bigger and bigger with all the weight it's made. It folds out, and you can take it right along as a carry-on. Our Breathe Better Bangling Chongi Tea, which definitely will help you with your respiratory system, being able to clear those lungs and breathe as you sip that tea, and you'll enjoy feeling your body feeling better. Then there's the Heine Warmer. You know, on those cold winter days, you get up, you need to answer the call of nature, and you want it to be a comfortable experience. It's right there on your toilet. Makes it a comfortable experience, not a shock to your body. And then there is the fancy foot warmer. You got two that you can get for sale price of $14.99. Great opportunity to instantly warm those feet and hands in the wintertime. Just plug it in and feel that heat. And then we've got the Tidy Toilet Blaster. You know, when you call the plumber, it's about usually $300 a whop. And you don't want that when you can just blast that toilet clean yourself. So there you are. There you have it. Some of the products that we offer. And it's an amazing way to save on household and personal items, whether it's a household accessory, a clothing item, or a beverage. You want to get the best deal. And handy expanding travel bag, just $19.99. The Breathe Better Bangling Chongi Tea, just $6.99 for a box of 20. And you've got the Heine Warmer, just $9.99. Great household, a housewarming gift. And you've got the Fancy Foot Warmer, just $14.99. And a Tidy Toilet Blaster, just $19.99. Now, the great thing about this is that we pay you for spreading these items to others. And you can come to our Prosperity Partners page, and all you do, simply send the link to the product page as a text form from your cell phone to others, friends, family members, coworkers, et cetera, and get paid 20% of the sale price from each item they buy after expenses. And of course, we'll let you know what your profit is each time a purchase is made. So just fill this out. Your name, email, phone number, that'll be your rep number that we track you and send you through Zelle your payment for using your social media networks to promote. And this is a simple way to make money from other people's purchases, because the global economy in which we live gives us so many different ways to prosper. We just need to be willing to participate in the process. So now we're going to bring on our dear sister Zoe Ma as she continues to tell us more products that are available that we can use and profit from if we choose to use our social media to let people know that these products are available. And We're excited because, once again, we get an opportunity to help you help yourself. And that's what it's all about. So thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes. You know what? See, we have right now here is about 5 items now.
Yeah.
And then this is almost like your mini Amazon.
Yeah.
You're actually going to add your own product line as you go to find more, interesting product. And then this is your little store.
Yeah.
It's so easy to have your own digital business. I think at this point, we are presenting, you'll hear us from radio.
Mm-hmm.
And people, like, you know, humans are more visual.
Yes.
They want to see the product.
Yeah.
They want to, you know, of course they can touch it, but they want to see how it is used. And then, you know, that's what is more like as a salesperson, you go to the store, they will do a demonstration and show you how the product is. And that's something that they form that people now use to demonstrate a product without this face-to-face interaction. And a lot of people are doing that. They put it, like, they make a small video of it, and they make it and put it on TikTok. Right now, TikTok is the talk of the town. You know why? Because yesterday, our dear House of Representatives passed a law that's going to ban TikTok. Why? Why all of a sudden that our congressperson are so busy, they have to deal with the war, the genocide in Palestine, the war zone Ukraine, and then our border crisis that the immigrants, undocumented or asylum seekers actually flooded to major cities, and our own homeless population, inflation, all those things, that Congress don't feel the necessity to enact any law that actually improved the situation. Instead, within 1 week from a committee of a House, of an Energy and Commerce Committee, and to the whole House, pass a law that's going to ban TikTok. Do you know about it? I don't know how many people have heard about TikTok. I'm sure you'll hear it from your grandkids or your daughter and son in their 20s, and then some of the teenagers, they use TikTok. And so in America, almost half of U.S. population has accounts for TikTok, 170 million. And another 7 million people actually operate their business on TikTok. So TikTok is very successful in a really short video platform that's owned by Facebook or YouTube Shorts. Why this TikTok is more successful than the Instagram in America? Because TikTok is actually, the company was built by a Chinese, I think, social media engineer. He actually built two versions of it. The Chinese version called Douyin is only available in China. It's not available in the outside China. And the other version is called TikTok. It's only available outside China, not available inside of China. So TikTok and Douyin is actually like conjoined twins. They are very similar, but they are connected by an algorithm. It's almost like the conjoined twins share their heart. The body is the data. So you have the like Chinese data that's used by TikTok, and then being processed by the algorithm
entrepreneur, very young entrepreneur. I think he's only in the 30s. But he come up with algorithm that's able to reach out more people that like-minded. Yesterday, I had a TikTok account a long time ago, and then I quit, and then I just registered a new one because I want to promote our concept on TikTok too. And yesterday, I saw a TikToker. He's over 100 years old. Over 100 years old.
Wow.
He is a World War II vet who landed on Normandy during World War II.
Wow.
And he has made almost a million followers.
Wow.
He said, "This has changed my life." Because you think like somebody's as old as over 100 years old.
I got to tell my mom.
You know, he's already retired in the history. Nobody cares about him. But he actually has spent all over the world.
Wow.
He's talking about the history of World War II. That is his
wow.
own experience. He wrote a book about it. And his book has been used by classroom because it was not taught in the American schools.
Wow.
So for him, it's in the middle, I think, some farmland. For him to be able to reach out almost the corner of the world, across border, across the ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. That's the power of TikTok.
Wow.
And that's the reason it's very successful, and also it was done and owned by a Chinese. This is actually like, the Chinese Exclusion Act
in
the 1880s. This is Chinese Exclusion Act 2.0.
Yes. Well, let's take a look at that because, the thing about it, like we were saying earlier, we're in a global economy now. It's not like everybody's buying from their local grocery store or, the corner mom and pop shop. People are shopping online. And like you say, they're using social media to promote, and social media, the internet, is everywhere. It's global. So that means people aren't really looking at, where was this product made, or who are these people from? They don't care. They want what they want, and they don't really care who has manufactured it. They don't really care where its origins are. But nations, political leaders that are backed by certain industry leaders, they look at it as tension, and they look at it as like, if this nation gets ahead of us, then they'll be more powerful than we are. They'll have more money, and they'll be able to control more countries. So that's how they see it. And the average consumer, they're not paying attention to that. They're just looking at, I want a product. Oh, if these people offer it for less, then I'm going to buy it from these people. I don't care if they're from another country. So that's the kind of battle that we're seeing happening. And like you pointed out, a lot of the Chinese manufacturing produces products that are able to be sold for less money. Now, you have some business people, they actually are doing their manufacturing in China. One of our dear friends.
Willie Wilson.
Yeah, he's a multimillionaire because he's getting his health care products manufactured in China and able to sell them in America for a lower cost. And so he's making money. I mean, it's basic mathematics. But there are those who don't like that Chinese manufacturers are able to produce products for less money. And so they're saying, well, you should buy American. But if the American product is sold for more because you've got the unions that have to have a certain wage and all those things, I mean, it's basic math. So consumers are having to choose between loyalty to a country and paying more for something, or loyalty to themselves and paying less, even though it's made by another country. That's what's happening every day when people make buying decisions. And that's why, like you've mentioned, Amazon will outstrip some of the more expensive retail stores because they're selling things for less, and they're getting a lot of their products that are manufactured in other countries. So How does a person decide how they're going to spend their money? And like you said, TikTok, it's just spread like wildfire. And people can spend all day long on TikTok just looking at videos because they're short, you're cute, you know, and they're memorable. And if you're smart, you're in business, you got a product, you say, oh, you know, buy my new cell phone. It's got the latest features. You can come up with, you know, cute little jingle, maybe take you 30 seconds, and you've got that message out there, and you've reached millions, and you got money flowing. So that's the new way the economy is working. So how do we make the decisions on who to listen to decide who to buy from?
Because, you know, right now we all suffer from inflation. You know, right now the eggs, all of a sudden, used to be, I think it's just increased by like 50% already. I went to the Aldi the other day. The same one was like $1, maybe 20 now. It's double. It's $2.60. And the other one I bought like normally is $2.58. Now it's $3.40.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so the inflation is going. But our money is our money. We want our money to stretch,
that's,
you know. And right now, like, I'm just checking the rental market in Chicago. The rent increased by 20% 1 year, just within the 12 months.
Wow.
That's crazy. That is crazy. But, you know, because there's a monopoly on this. Because there's a monopoly not only from the production, also monopoly in terms of the distribution channel.
Mm.
And that's what, because you, and then the same thing, the Walmart and the other retailers, they are controlled the distribution.
Mm.
And that they're making money that way.
Yeah.
And then Amazon came in to cut out all of them out to reduce the cost a little bit because they introduced more competitors.
Yes.
On the Amazon. But, you know, yesterday I was listening to a podcast about the auto industry. You know, talk about Detroit as the center of auto industry, the legacy automobile industry. They were talking about the changes, and those people, the old brands, do not want to change. And
that's
then
what happens, yeah.
So they hang on their price tag.
Mm.
Okay, but they were just saying because what happened in China, China introduced the new EVs for the revolutionized
electric
mobile
vehicles.
Industry.
Yeah,
they introduced the EVs,
mm-hmm.
the electric cars in China as low as $10,000.
Wow!
In China, and they were saying in 2 years, 2025,
mm-hmm.
probably you can get a Tesla for $25,000. I'm gonna wait for that. I'm not gonna buy a car. I just sold my car, so I'm not gonna buy a new one until I'm gonna buy a Tesla for $25,000.
Yeah, you know that's gonna make a big difference. It already has, because the auto industry in America really suffered when a lot of people started buying foreign-made cars because they were being offered for less money. So,
the Japanese car in the 80s.
Yes. So
the Japanese car in the 80s.
That changed everything.
Now, a Chinese car in the 2020s.
That changed everything because, you know, Detroit used to be the big car manufacturing capital. And once the industry moved to where cars were being made for less, the factory
and
closed.
Quality, and better for the environment.
And so the jobs disappeared. And people couldn't figure out what to do when the factories closed in America and went abroad. And that's why we have the drug industry. So whose responsibility was it once the Japanese made a better car for less money? What should the auto manufacturers have done? Should they have tried to figure out a way to make a less expensive car or a better quality car and sell it for less? Should they have figured it out, or did they do the right thing in going to places where they could get manufacturing done cheaper? Somebody is getting paid, but then somebody isn't getting paid. So how do we make those decisions? Somebody figures out how to do something better, and maybe they're from another country. And what they have discovered and what they have created would make our lives better as individuals. Do we owe allegiance to a country, or do we owe allegiance to our families that need to have products that enhance their lives and we can purchase them for less? That's a question. We want to hear you all's opinion on that. So this is what we're looking at with this TikTok war. TikTok has been able to help generate an economy for a lot of people who are making money online in a better way than Instagram and Facebook. I mean, this is what it is. So how do we make our decisions, especially if you're one of those TikTokers and you've seen, and I just posted a TikTok video and a couple of minutes it had like over 1,000 views. I'm like, So if I make a bunch of sales using one method and it's benefiting me, wouldn't it make sense for me to keep using that method? Let's talk about that. We got to take a break, but we're going to come back and take a look at that. And we want to hear from you. Give us a call. You can call us at 427-731-5192 or 515-605-9325 and let us know what you think about that. So we'll be right back after this quick break. We want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be back in just one moment as we continue to shop with Zoe. We'll be right back. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the Internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repair, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
All right. We are back. And you are listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and we have with us Zoe Ma here on this Thursday. We want you to shop with Zoe. We've got products on the Female Solution website for you to buy and even sell. But we've got some callers on the line that want to talk about this. So we're going to take you in this order. 334-895 coming to you next, then 314-677, then 312-632. So everybody just hold on. And if you want to join us on the on-air radio network, you can call in at 727-731-5192 because we want to talk to you. And let's go to our first caller at 334-895. Give us your name, where you're calling from, and your question or comment for Zoe Ma.
Well, praise God and good morning, giving all honor to God. As-salamu alaykum, my beautiful sister Naima and Zoe in the listening audience.
Yes,
this is Brother so Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Well, we said
the Chi-Town
so
Apostle.
Yes, come all the way from Alabama.
Yes, come from Alabama.
Yes, sir.
Come from the capital.
And
this is a very interesting topic this morning because this is the talk of the town right now, TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
And it really shines a light. I was going to stay out of the conversation because, but it really shines a light on the hypocrisy of our politicians. Not only our politicians, but the politicians who actually work for the people. And this is what we need to remind the people of, their citizenship rights, of their constitutional rights. The politicians work for you. You put them in office. They're paid by the taxpayer. They work for us. So we're supposed to make demands on those social media accounts about what we want to our politicians. And then flood their offices with demands and social media requests saying we don't want this or we want this. And then they're supposed to respond, man, otherwise get impeached out of office or voted out of office, because they can be impeached while they're in their terms, too, by the way. But the hypocrisy, especially when you talk about China, they want to call China communist China when they've been all kind of deals and business deals. Even the Clintons even got in trouble because there were some nuclear things going on where nuclear secrets were given to China for their ships and their so therefore, when we talk about the hypocrisy, all our technology, just about the things we use for technology, the chips and everything else come from China. All our medicine, all our pharmaceuticals come from China. There's a small percentage that comes from India, but all of the medicine that folks take, all them commercials you see every 5 minutes, talking about take this pill, 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 and all the side effects that go along with it, that comes from China. It's made in China. So when they talk about national security, because that's what they're saying about TikTok, talking about, well, that the company has access to your data, your phone data, and therefore they report to the government, so therefore they can have this national security. But when they talk about that, how can you talk about national security and communist China, call communist China communist, when all of our goods, including Nike's, and everything else with the companies, what's happening, and you see it better. I don't know, except with the exception of the cars in the 80s and 90s, which Zoe mentioned, as far as better, I don't know if they can do it better than America if America puts its mind to it, but they don't want to put their mind to it because they want to do away with all the OSHA laws, the work and labor laws that America, that people fought for to get a fair day's pay. For a fair day's work, and if you work over 8 hours, you get overtime. Instead, they go and put their companies in other countries like China and Mexico right across the border. You just step right over in Taiwan, Tijuana, and you can work for $8. You can make your car bill for $8 an hour as opposed to having to pay a decent wage, and then and share that wage with the employees, as opposed to the executives making millions and millions of dollars for their title, so to speak. And so what happens is they take companies and put them in China, and then they have slave labor, sweatshop labor, and they don't pay them anything. The same way with our labor, when they're talking about it's essential, during the COVID thing that immigrants come from Mexico, illegals come from Mexico to pick our fruit and pick our vegetables, some of this essential labor. Now, if it was that essential and we're worried about COVID, why are you going to have people come? You don't even know if they're sick or undiagnosed, who they are, but you have them come over and pick because they don't want to pay a wage here in America. They don't want to pay a proper wage, and this is what we should be protesting, because Americans would do the work. They don't want, and we should have some of those jobs back here in America, but they don't want to pay people. So they take them overseas, and then they get it done for sweatshop labor and cheap labor, and then sell the product back here as American companies.
They pay CEO, not workers.
Yeah. Who gets paid?
They pay people.
Yeah, they just don't pay the workers.
You are not the people.
Yeah.
You are not the people.
They get paid. Well, you know, Zoe, and Neil, thank you for those comments. You raised really the essential question that has to do with how our economic system is structured. And you can't have it both ways. You can't have it where you pay very little for a product because you don't want to pay the top dollar. You want the lowest price. You can't have that and at the same time pay top dollar to your workers and have the CEO get paid a whole bunch of money as well. So in that system, somebody gets shorted. Either you're going to go someplace where you're paying workers less, or the heads of companies are going to take less money, or you're going to short yourself on the quality of the product because you don't want to pay what it costs for it to be manufactured. But if you're going to have a system where everybody wants to pay less, somebody's not going to get paid what they want to get paid. So the thing is, you know, if you call a system communist because they've developed a way where the payment is equalized, where the head of the company is not making this great astronomical fee and then the workers are making little, if they come up with a way it's more equalized and then you say, oh, that's communism, well, is that a bad thing?
It's your choice. are the rich. And that's why there's 20% of the Chinese population hate the government, because they were the rich in the last, they were the elite. They just feel like they need to make more money. And the government say, no. Our constitution said we represent the workers and the farmers. We have to respond to the poor. And that was the problem with China right now. And the people who hate the Chinese government are the capitalists.
Mm. And, you know, we have to really understand that what we received in terms of education in America was propaganda. It was not the reality of what was happening. And this is why we had this global platform, because we, growing up in American schools, never heard the side of the Chinese people or any of the others who adopted a different form of government other than capitalism. So we were more or less brainwashed and indoctrinated to fear the word communism. And we were given these images of people used as slaves and not allowed to make a decent living and living all drab and everything, not allowed to have anything. We were given those images in our school system as a description of what communism looks like. Oh, and they'll execute you if you say anything against the government. We were basically indoctrinated with fear. And so if you called anybody a communist, that was like the worst, that's like calling them the devil. So people like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he had people on his staff that would say they're communists. And a lot of people who had been brainwashed against the word communism were saying, well, Dr. King is hanging with communism. He's not a good person. He's with a communist. And we as children, brainwashed by capitalists that wanted us to continue to work in this system that made them wealthy and did not respond to the needs of the poor, kept giving us images of communism as something evil that had to be destroyed. And it's the brainwashing that we need to be aware of, so that now that we are in this information age where we can talk to each other around the world, we can hear from the people themselves who lived in that system. And we have to recognize that we were brainwashed. We were lied to for a purpose of manipulating us so that we would continue to support a system that keeps us impoverished. So now that we know better, we have to do better.
You know, actually, I think after I become a Christian, I understand Chinese government better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they say, oh, the communist is so bad, and I tell them, you know, in China, if you want to be a communist member, you have to be the elite. You have to be most intelligent and successful in your field to be a communist. And they have to go to the serve the people. You know, China has this campaign to uplifting 800 million people out of poverty. In that process, over 3,000 Communist Party members die in the process. They have to spend a minimum 2 years to live in those remote regions. And then they die because, you know, it's very, like, very remote area. It's not very easy to live in. And those people die. And to me, sometimes I feel like those Communist Party members, almost like evangelists, without believing God. They do not believe in God, but they believe the concept of defend the poor and the needy. So they went out their comfort zone, sacrificed their life even, to serve that mission. So those are the communist members. Who do you think they will sacrifice their life to help some, you know, they don't know, out of poverty?
Hey,
that was the whole thing.
That does sound like Jesus' message, doesn't it?
It is.
Interesting.
It is. So now I just said that the communist is a Christian without believing Jesus.
There you go. Well, let me open up the mic for 312-677. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your question or comment for Zoe Ma. Go right ahead.
You know, any manufactured goods coming from abroad should be tax, or should I say have tariffs put on them, so they don't undercut the United States market. China has been known to manipulate the value of its currency whereby it can enter into markets and undercut local production. I made an effort to make sure that when I bought new appliances, cast iron in particular, that I stipulated that I wanted American made. And there's some very good cast iron makers in Arkansas. So I hear what you're saying, but I ask this question. Blacks always talking about having their own businesses and manufacture. Well, why don't they manufacture and pay their workers $50, $100 an hour? That's my question. Instead of blaming everybody else for what they are or what they are not doing.
That's a very good question. And anybody who is upset at anybody else who is excelling in manufacturing, they have to ask themselves, why don't I research and study and create a better product and figure out a way to pay my workers more and charge less for it to the consumer? It's basic mathematics. How do you figure it out? So,
you know,
nobody
too,
on this planet has anything that anybody else doesn't have in terms of intelligence and potential. So you're right. I agree. But why are we blaming
people? China spy on American manufacturers. Look at China's tactical fighter planes. They look just like an F-16. And then it has been proven that Huawei, HUAWEI, the electronics company, when they send equipment abroad, that there are spying mechanisms that's built within. There's a concern about equipment that's being used in U.S. ports, and there's going to be some further investigation to see if this is true. So I'm not buying a car that's made in China. I'm buying cars that's made in the United States. Citizens, what I'm going to say is this. Even in African countries, they put a value-added tax on imports. That's what you're supposed to do. If you manipulating your currency, if you are manipulating your currency, then how do you expect that American manufacturers can compete with the artificial value of your currency? I'm glad the CIA is monitoring her conversation. Thank you very much.
Products supported. Who is manipulating currency at this point? Who is increasing the interest rate? This is American government.
Though I'm happy to know that the CIA is monitoring your conversation. Our American dollars is supposed to put Americans to work. Not just, you know, if let me ask you a question. You got over a billion people. Don't you have a large enough market without coming to the United States? Your ability to come to the United States is what created your millionaire. You never would have created them if you solely sold to your own people. It wouldn't happen.
So all the Mexicans, the Colombians, the Venezuelans, anybody, because they say you come here, you can get for free. And that's what they
sound like Tokyo Rose.
Housing, street food.
Well, the bottom line is that American states are starting to put regulations in place that adversaries will not have access to state lands and also run into a state's economy without being unchecked. It's not going to happen. But good luck to you.
We got to take a break, but I got one question to ask you, Pianki, before we take a break. When you go shopping, you know, just regular grocery shopping, whether it's for food, clothing, cleaning supplies, whatever. Do you look at all the labels and see which one says American made, or do you look at the label and see which one is the least expensive? How do you shop for your things? Tell the truth. What do you really do when you go shopping? Waiting. When you go shopping, do you look for the least expensive, or do you check and see if it says made in America? How do you purchase things? How do you make your purchasing decisions? I think he declined to answer that. Your mic is still open, Pianki. We're waiting. Oh, he left us. Oh, dear. Well, we got to take a break. I just want you all to be honest, because the reality is everybody makes decisions based on their own personal self-interest. And we have this global economic war going on between companies, some of whom don't have the interest of the people at heart. Now, there's a lot of different arguments. Okay, the workers in this place, they're not being paid well, but people still want to shop and buy least expensive things so they have more money for themselves to spend. Somebody has to figure out a system that everybody benefits. And until we do that, we're going to keep having this conflict. So let's take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what is the solution. Because we've been heavily propagandized in America about communism and about socialism and about capitalism being the best way in the world, and everybody can make millions. And like you said, people are coming here because they've been told, oh, you can get everything free here. Oh, we got money flowing. You get your free house, free car, free everything. And so people in poverty, they come over here. And sometimes they do prosper because there are opportunities. So is it the fault of the people who live here that didn't see the opportunities? Why are those who are here still impoverished? We'll be right back after this quick break. We want you all to stick and stay. Don't stray away. And if you're on our switchboard, we will open the mic for 3312-632. You're up next. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, you can give us a call, 515-605-9325 on our Blog Talk channel, or you can call in on the on-air network at 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you. We'll be right back with Zoe Ma after this quick message. So stay with us.
And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the Internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, coworkers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies,
cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax your head while your business is making you money.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world. Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
Have you ever dreamed of going to exotic places, meeting fascinating people, enjoying uplifting music, and spending nights in a luxurious hotel? Do you look forward to a relaxing vacation where you can walk along the beach or sit in a quiet park and enjoy the sunset or sunrise? Whether you're flying around the world or driving across the country, we will share travel tips that will help you stay safe while you enjoy the journey. Join me every third Saturday of the month, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and move around with Deborah here on the Female Solutions Show. Call in and comment 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak.
Female Solutions Global Radio. And our host today, Zoe Ma, is telling us some inside stories about TikTok. What's this really about? And it turns out we're, again, looking at competition. Who has produced a better social media platform? And how influential are they going to be in today's marketplace? That's really what it's all about. Who has a better product? Now, Bianchi mentioned something that, you know, we really know if we understand. Tracking. Companies are tracking us because they want to understand our spending habits so they know how to sell to us. It's very basic. So if you're worried about being tracked or spied on, you can forget it because the cell phone is a tracking device. Your car is now a tracking device. I get in my car, and my phone is telling me how long it's going to take me to get to a destination I haven't even said I'm going to. Because I have habits, you know, I might go to a specific thing. Say I go to church every Sunday morning. I get in the car on a Sunday morning, the phone is telling me how long it's going to take me to get to the church. I didn't tell you I was going to the church. I didn't go. I didn't open my GPS or anything. But you already know, based on what I do every day, how long it's going to take me to get there. I'm going to Rainbow Push meetings every Saturday. I get in the car on a Saturday morning. The phone tells me how long it's going to take me to get to Push, what's the traffic like and everything. I didn't tell you I was going, but the phone already knows. So we are being tracked every single day. Now, I didn't know this. And our phones constantly with us, so our phones know when we are going certain places. I didn't know that the GPS is also designed by, you know, different people who pay money, different companies. When you put in an address of where you want to go, there are companies that pay to have the GPS have you drive past their place of business on your route so that you can shop with them. Or you can see their advertisement. Businesses pay for that. And you're thinking the GPS is giving you the quickest route. No, it's giving you the route that businesses have paid them to give you so that you can see their business. So we're constantly being marketed to and spied on all the time. You can't get upset about it because that's what this technology does. So what would you say about this whole idea of people being worried about the Chinese are spying on us? You know, should they be concerned about that?
I think it's this kind of a propaganda is a distraction So they want you to see another enemy and distract you from the things that you actually should think about. It's like immediately, like your inflation that affects your day in, day out, every meal. And so I think demonize a group of people is part of the America DNA from the very beginning. Okay? Why? When the founding father set up this great country of America, why did they exclude a black American from the citizenship?
That's a good point. And let me just briefly, before I bring in the next caller, help people understand this whole thing with the racism and everything. It was all an economic plan. What they wanted were some workers that they didn't have to pay any money, that were physically strong and could withstand harsh labor to produce the product that made the South and even the North, because there was slavery in the North, in case you didn't know, but most of the agriculture is in the South because of the climate. But the same system was also used in the North, and the whole thing was to have a low-cost, no-cost labor force. That's what slavery was about. Because when they first started this country, they had whites and blacks working as indentured servants. And then they injected the racism as a way to have an ongoing labor force that they could categorize as designed to be the labor force. They distorted teachings in the Bible to make it sound like that it was endorsing dark-skinned people being laborers for white people. I mean, the whole thing is a lie. It's just a lie. And then they created the whole racism thing about black people being less intelligent and all of that. So all of it was an economic plan. It had nothing to do with anything other than economics. Farmers wanted to be able to produce crops so they could sell across the country and abroad at the lowest price possible. So if you don't have to pay your workers, how cheap can you get other than that? And what we ended up eating, because we didn't want to spend money to buy food, well, we learned how to grow wild greens and things like that. And then for meat, we ate the things that they threw out, like the guts of the pig, you know, the intestines and the snout and the feet and all those things. So that's what developed a whole industry, what they call soul food. But basically it was about forcibly bringing in people and not feeding them any food, not having to invest any money in feeding them, so they basically ate garbage and figured out how to season it up, and then telling lies about them so that they would believe that this is what God said, you're supposed to serve us, and then making it illegal for them to read so that they wouldn't learn that this was a lie. So the whole racism system, it's in the American DNA. It's based on the greed of capitalism. How can I get a worker at no cost, and therefore I can make the maximum profit from my products? That's all it's about.
Always demonize a group. They make them feel
right.
Like a subhuman.
That's
so you exclude
them
of competition.
That's
and fair
it.
Treatment.
That's
because,
it.
You know, like I said, when I was running a business in Wisconsin, I was excluded, shadow banned by the local government. But, you know, so that my business failed because I was the only non-white business
mm-hmm.
in the whole white country. And then just feel like, how dare you to operate in my neck of the woods? So the government, you know, they actually file false complaints with the state, so the state comes down to harass you.
So I
had to sue them. I want the document to, they have the, and they denied that they ever file a complaint with the state. Even the state saying, here is the paper. You guys filed it. And then when I challenging the local government, they say, oh, we don't have to serve you. So they, you know, they just want the monopoly. That's what they want. So when they have the monopoly, they maximize their profit at your expense. As all those black Americans, you know, the Chinese Americans, they're making you feel like you are alien. You are not part of this country. You are not entitled any of the resources in this country. So right now they have this. In the 80s was Japanese fear. Right now, so
always a lie.
It's always a lie. The national security issue was they made the black American not a citizen when this country was founded. That was the national security issue. And that was the solution for the national security issue. During World War II, putting Japanese Americans in concentration camps, that's the solution for the national security issue. And late 1800s, Pollution Act, also a national security issue. So when they talk about national security issue, that's a white supremacy.
Yeah. You know, this thing of business, because we look at business as competition, we can't create a climate of peace. What has to happen, we have to change the way we think about buying and selling and exchanging. It's okay to compete and see who comes up with the best product. And whoever comes up with the best product, then that product is going to benefit everybody. But because, like you said, it's about competition, and if somebody comes up with something better, then those who fear that person who comes up with a better product, afraid of competition so that they don't have power, they try to demonize that person or that group. And we have seen this in Americans. Those who are of European descent that wanted to control this land created policies where they excluded other groups they perceived as being enemies,
threats.
But at the same time, under the cover, they do business with people if they could personally benefit. So you have some companies, even on one hand, they will publicly talk about their pride in being an American. But on the other hand, they will open up a factory someplace where they can pay workers less. And you go through you call these companies. Say if you want to get some information on your website and you call for help or you call the bank and you need them to fix a problem, if you call a certain time of night, you're going to get an accent from somebody probably in India, because these companies are employing people all around the world, and if they're operating around the clock, when it's daytime here, it's nighttime there, but it's nighttime here, it's daytime there. So if you're calling at 8 p.m. for a service from one of these companies, you're going to get somebody whose time frame is probably 14, 15 hours ahead. They're in the daytime hours. So you're talking to people all around the world during their time frame. So all of these companies are using labor forces from other countries. So for them to act like it's a betrayal of American loyalty to spend money with a country that's producing products at a lower price, that's disingenuous. That's a lie. That's manipulation. They're doing it all the time. The people who are exceeding in industry, they're using the labor from everywhere in the world, and they're paying less when they can because that's what they want to do so they can make profit. This is a global economy. Even if people try to pretend like it's local, it isn't. So, yes, Chinese are doing business in Africa, and Africans are doing business in China because everybody's selling to everybody. And our responsibility is to produce the best product that we can so that people will want to buy it. And if we are fair to those who work with us and pay them a fair wage and not try to exploit them, then we can sell things at a comparable price and pay the workers if that's what our intention is. But if we're trying to figure out how to exploit somebody, then we're going to do what's being done, and that is lie and cheat and steal and demonize people because they're coming up with a better product.
You know, I just like... Capital has no borders. They will go whenever they can make a profit.
Right.
And that's the America choose the capitalism, and and then you have to accept that the fact, because the capital has no loyalty.
Has no loyalty.
And no citizenship.
No citizenship.
Wall Street has no citizenship. Even their headquarters in New York. The
right.
Money goes everywhere.
That's right.
Because the capitalist, it came from UK. So left UK to the United States. The capital left Europe to the United States. So capital has no loyalty.
Absolutely. It has none. And we need to understand that so that we don't think that there is a such thing as an American economy or Japanese economy or Chinese economy. There is a global economy. Even people have a different style of money, whether it's the yen or the won or whatever it is, the rupee, whatever it is you're using, it's all convertible, and it's all really, and that's why they're coming up with digital currency, because at some point we're going to create a system that everybody agrees to, and at some point we're going to create an economy that's fair. But it all depends on our intentions, and I think this problem with TikTok, it really shows that the intention is to keep someone who's come up with a better social media platform from having the influence that others have already had, and everybody's spying on everybody. So to accuse TikTok as being a security issue, Instagram is spying on you, Facebook is spying on you, every social media out there is spying on you, because that's how it's designed to get all to sign up. You got to put in your information, your birth date, country of origin, your email address. You have to give all your information to even sign up on any of these social media platforms. So they're all spying on you, and they always ask, "Can we track you?" And you say yes or no. But they're all spying on you because that's how they sell to you. So if you know that, you don't get upset about it. You decide, okay, I'm either going to buy something or I'm not going to buy it. I don't care if you know about me. What can you do about that? So what? So, I bought a pack of Pampers last week. So, you figure, oh, she must have a baby. Let me sell her, see if I can sell her a baby crib or a baby blanket, because I know she must have a baby because I say she bought some Pampers. So what? I don't think we should worry about that. We got some callers on the line. We'll take some callers before we take a break. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, give us a call, 515-605-9325, and press 1. You're going to go to 312-632, and then see if we can get to the break. We'll go to 703-483. So just hold tight, 312-632.
I'm Andrew C.M. Nelson Bay, a world order of Baha'u'llah, system of global governance, votary. Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke at the January 2021 World Economic Forum, and he said some things which I agree with, namely that every person really on the planet is to be afforded a decent standard of living, okay? And mm-hmm. that is doable. The global population may be 8 million or 8 billion or more. Notwithstanding that, I contend that every human soul on this planet shall be afforded a very decent standard of living. And the thought of Klaus Schwab, the founder of World Economic Forum, is that people are going to be eating bugs, whereas he and his cronies are going to be afforded, kosher beef from Argentina, okay? Mm-hmm. I contend that this system of global governance adumbrated in the World Order of Baha'u'llah, which was written by Shoghi Effendi, which I read when I was in my late 20s, early 30s, and from that is derived my official photograph, which the world soon is going to see as I aspire to be Mr. Trump's VP. To make a long story short, I intend to manufacture goldbacks, which is gold embossed paper-like money, to be the new currency replacing U.S. Federal Reserve notes, which have no intrinsic value and which are being devalued every day. And they're going to be in $1, $2, $5, $10, $20, and $35 denominations, 1,000th, 500th, 200th, 100th, 50th, and then 1 gram will be in each individual note of these gold bags. And when you have gold in the money itself, which is going to be exchangeable and fungible just like Federal Reserve paper notes currently are, then that's going to be the new standard, and it's going to be earmarked to collateralize Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, because that way everybody will be afforded what we know as universal basic income. It's going to be monetary value so that every person on the planet will be afforded the money, if you will, to live this decent standard of living. And there's going to probably be a lot of resistance to this because there are these very wealthy people living in Davos, Switzerland, and other parts of the world who are keen about maintaining their system, which is on its way out, thankfully.
Well, that is true. The system is on its way out. We're going to take a break on, but we're going to address some of the things you said. Andrew, we appreciate your calling. And one of the things that he mentioned was a monetary system. And it's important for us to understand that money is basically whatever the population agrees it is. So this is why you have many people coming up with other kinds of currency, digital currency. There's Bitcoin. There's, you know, all kinds of things. Gold, well, you know, gold itself doesn't have any value other than the value that we agree it has. These are shiny rocks. They mean nothing other than whatever we say they mean. So nothing has value other than what we give it. So, I mean, there used to be a time when people traded using cowrie shells. You know, whatever is money, whatever we say it is, whatever we agree to use as a means of exchange, that's all it is. So there is a way to create an economy that's based on something else used as money. And when we, as a society, as a population, collectively agree to that, then that could certainly change the whole balance of power. Because what if the paper money that's really backed by nothing is suddenly not in use anymore? And what if we're switching to something like a digital currency that's created not by the current controllers of the banking industry, but just some regular people? So we actually have the power to create something else. All we have to do is agree to use it as a means of exchange. And this system is collapsing. And this is why this fear of a company like TikTok is so extreme, because if you're seeing the influence of a group that has mastered this growing use of social media as having greater influence than another group, then you fear, what will they do with that power? What will they do with that ability to influence millions upon millions upon millions of shoppers, and how will they affect the flow of money? That's where the fear is. And as long as you're fearing something, then you can be manipulated to act in a way that isn't really in your best interest. Our best interest as people who consume and people who create things for consumption is to create a system that's like our brother just said, is conscious of the needs of all people. That's the best economic system, where everybody's benefiting, nobody is suffering, everybody can participate. And every time someone mentions equality, someone else jumps up and says, oh, that sounds like communism. And then in our brainwashed state, we say, oh, it must be bad. It must be bad to have, and everybody have a right to housing and the right to food. That must be a bad thing because they said it's communism. So are we really using our intelligence? Doesn't seem like it. If we attack something because we've been brainwashed to respond to a label that we've been brainwashed to think is bad. We got to take our last break. We thank you so much for calling, Brother Andrew. And we're going to leave Minister Plump is on the line. We'll take you. And we've got a caller also on the line, 773-483. Hold on. We'll come to you after Minister Plump. And if you're listening online and want to join this conversation, just give us a call, 515-605-9325. Or if you want to join us on our on-air radio network, 727-731-5192. It's right there on the screen. We want to hear from you. We'll be right back. So stay with us.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. And if you're watching this, that means you're one of the 4.6 billion people from around the world who are using an electronic device to talk to people. In these times, people are using the Internet to talk to everybody. Friends, neighbors, family members, co-workers. People are on their cell phones and computers all day long. Now, if you're in business, that is great news. That means you can sell your products and services all day long and never have to leave your home. All you need is a media connection, somebody to connect you to an audience. And that's why I'm talking to you today. We produce programs, and our audience members are people who shop. They buy clothes, food, beauty supplies, cleaning supplies, home repairs, transportation services, child care services, whatever you're selling, they need to buy. We're your media connection. Just follow this link, and tomorrow you can sit back and relax at home while your business is making you money.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
And in case you didn't notice the resemblance, we're also three sisters.
We're going to be coming to you every week, sharing our successes and our mistakes as we navigate our lives as moms, wives, sisters, daughters, and of course, black women in today's world.
We'll talk about it all. Race, politics, religion, economics, culture, and we'll take a look at everything from whether or not to use corporal punishment to how do you teach your children about sex.
Look for our upcoming book, Growing Up Charles. It's a personal story about our lives growing up in Maple Park on Chicago's South Side. I'm Barbara.
I'm Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms. Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Thank you.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host, Kareem Hamid, every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., on the Female Solution Radio Show, as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment, 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Are back. You're listening to The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm our host today, Zoe Mine. We want you to shop with Zoe. We want you to learn the business of business. But today we want you to understand the politics behind business. Because if you are able to sell your products all over the world, and a social media platform gives you access to millions and millions and millions of buyers, wouldn't you make that choice that you're going to use that social media platform? That's what this TikTok war is about. Who has developed the best system to reach people? And so it's your decision on what you want to do. So then we got some comments here we're going to share from our viewers. And Babette Payton, dynamic woman, she says, outstanding. Thank you for joining us today, Babette. Yes, Babette, she's an Olympic archer. She's just a fantastic. And she happens to be in a wheelchair. She is just a dynamic woman. She's been a businesswoman. I've known her for decades. She had an elevator company and just does all kinds of magnificent things. She's on media. And Babette, we're so grateful that you're watching us today. And our Monday morning mindfulness host, Delva Robinson, says, Grand Rising, oh, beautiful queens, thanks for sharing such wisdom. Well, thank you, my sister. We appreciate you. And, of course, you can watch her every Monday. Also, you can watch our students at Betty Shabazz International Charter School. They are learning global business through the mastering of podcasting. So make sure you tune in at 2 p.m. on the Higher Learning TV show every Wednesday. So, you know, our children are learning social media because this is how buying and selling is being done. This is a very powerful thing. This is where the marketplace is. This is the new economy. How do you reach people on the Internet? And who can create the best social media platform? Because social media is not only influencing business, it's influencing politics, it's influencing religion. It's the way people are sharing information. So before we take this next caller, let's take the call and then we'll talk about some of those issues that have come up as people look at what they feel are the dangers of TikTok. Let's see. Minister Pump, you can unmute and, of course, introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your question or comment for Zoe Ma.
We on Yah Shalom. Assalamu alaikum. And good morning to you, Zoli. How you doing, beloved?
We are fantastic. Yes, we are. Great.
Yeah.
To the side of the dirt.
Hallelujah. Yeah, well, you got that right. To me, Sister Naima and Zoli, you know, in China, has got the greatest program on the air. In this day and time in 2024, because we are in the dough. See, first of all, I want to make sure I get that book. You got three black minds because the book promotes freedom, justice, equality, and economics. It promotes like what I got, Plump Music Productions. And it also promotes unity in the community. And that's what you all got, Sister Naima, on your program. It's a healing. See, healing equals the 23.
Yes, Minister Plum, let me ask you this question, because you've, of course, been in business for
sure.
And a lot of people who've been in business for a long time, some of them haven't been able to make the shift to the new way business is being done. Have you been able to promote your products and services on social media, say Instagram, TikTok, or what some of the other ones? Well, those are some of the most popular ones. I mean, there's a few others, but you know, Twitter, you know, that kind of thing. Have you been able to use social media to promote your products? And if you haven't, what is the step that you would take to get started doing that?
Well, thank you very much. That's a fantastic question. First of all, yes and no. Bottom line is I do Facebook, and that's social media, right?
Yeah, and you know, I think Facebook is the one that a lot of older people have become more comfortable with. I'm understanding that, you know, it is an age thing. A lot of the older people are on Facebook, and then you have some of them that are slowly getting into Instagram. TikTok is very, very popular among young people. Young people spend a lot of money, and so most companies know that that's where the market is driven. It's by young consumers.
Everybody spend money. And, you know, I need to get on TikTok. I need to get on Instagram. And I need all the help I can get because I'm trying to get my book out here so I can be on a father's program on April the 20th. But I can't forget, however, April 15th. And we've been promoting all of the aldermen to vote yes for Mayor Hal Lee Washington Earth Day birthday to be a legal city holiday because that's your birthday.
Minister Mom, we'll get with you later on and show you how you can maybe promote that on TikTok and reach hundreds and thousands of people instantly because the last TikTok video I did, I was surprised. A couple of minutes later, thousands of people. I'm like, wow, wow. So,
you can
put that word out there and you'll be surprised at how fast the word gets out.
Yes,
so
we can.
You
made my day. Made my day. You were fantastic. And I got one more thing to say for everybody to go to Robert Plump's Facebook page and tell me out of all the different personalities, brothers and sisters, men, women, and children, anybody on there better than Naima Latif?
We appreciate you, and congratulations on getting your Facebook page. You're in there. You're in the process of working that social media because we want older people to not be afraid of social media. A lot of them, they weren't able to see the change that happened in the economy, and a lot of people who have been in business for a long time didn't survive because they couldn't make that transition. And during the pandemic, they couldn't make the transition to the internet buying and selling and delivery services that were made available when we had to be confined for a while. And if they weren't able to make that transition, then they didn't survive. So this is about knowing this new economy is on the internet, and that's where it is. So thank you so much, Minister Plump. We appreciate you. And let me open the mic for area code
7734
yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts. Area code 773-483.
Yeah, this is a Koofy. I was an internet sensation for a while. I did the first black promo commercial about 17 years ago. Lately, I kind of got off of social media because of all the trauma dumping. You know, there's a culture that once you get, because they call it an influencer, a social media influencer means you can influence people's minds. And I had become an influencer, and so I was being tracked, got a lot of negativity. And I realized I had to kind of get off of it for a little while because you know people can kind of send attacks at you. And people are like, oh man, you still living? You still living? I'm like, what? What do you mean I'm still living? So it can become a negativity, but I look at it now as the best way to use social media is for promotion or strictly business. Get off this personal rant. And right now, social media is being sabotaged by, you know, everyone assaulting each other. You look at what Cat Williams doing, talking about everybody in the industry and just creating this assault on people. So that's why I kind of got off of it for the last 2 months, and I'm peaceful. And so I think use it wisely. Don't get into social media and throw all your personal business and therapists.
Yeah.
You start getting people to preach to you. You'll start getting prophets to, oh, you're going to make it tomorrow. You're going to do it. People getting all in your life, all these fake and phony prophets. But use it for business and for promotion. That's what it's created for.
The business that it's a store on TikTok.
Yeah, well, you know, you can do that, and that's the thing. You don't have to have a website. You can use the social media. Like I told the story about my daughter's business on Instagram. I mean, you know, it works. You can do it. Thank you so much.
Well,
the problem
is now, if you meet somebody on the street, you know what they'll say? It's like, oh, well, let's trade numbers. You know what they'll say? Well, just give me your social media. Give me your social media, and I'll contact you on your Facebook page. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
That means we gotta talk in public. That means we gotta talk in public. We gotta share our conversation with the world. I'm sorry.
Well, that's the thing. There's some standards. Yeah, absolutely. We got another caller we're going to try to squeeze in, but thank you so much. You know, he's made a point that I think that's what a lot of people who fear social media, they don't understand. You control what you say and do. You know, you control how you use it. And some people do use it badly. You know, they put their personal business out there. They use it to attack people or call people names or fight in public. Then you have young people who might not have the most mature way of thinking. They threaten people and then they start fights. And that's why a lot of schools have taken away people's cell phones, taken away the students' cell phones, because, you know, they'll get into an argument and then they'll text their friends at another school to come and help them beat up somebody after school. They had all that kind of thing happening. So thing that you have is either a tool or a weapon based on how you choose to use it. A cell phone is a tool, but it can become a weapon in the hands of a person who intends to use it to harm somebody. Social media is a fantastic tool for increasing knowledge, and you can go on YouTube and learn all kinds of things. You can get the equivalent of a doctor's degree if you just read and study and research right online. But then also it can become a weapon if you intend to hurt somebody with it, such as attacking them or putting their business in the street or all kinds of things. So it's a reflection of your own state of consciousness. If you're of higher consciousness, you will use it in a way that's beneficial to you and everyone else. So the argument that we got to get rid of TikTok because it's dangerous, TikTok is not dangerous. It's a tool. It's only a weapon in the hands of people who intend to use it to hurt somebody. The same is Instagram and Facebook and all the rest of them. It's your own state of mind. It's not the tool. It's how you plan to use it. So let's go to our next caller. And 813-646, your mic is open. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience and give us your thoughts.
Yeah, L.A., Central Florida. I have a seeking an answer, a solution. Because, all right, using social media, from my personal experiences, overall, when you put something out there with social media for a business, it's typically the shotgun approach. Like if we do a podcast, like Female Solution, any podcast, you know, somebody can hear you in Moscow, well, Cape Town, South Africa, but if your business, whatever you're selling, is not digital and it's a physical product, and you're in Chicago or Florida, wherever, people in Moscow and Cape Town are not going to come to your business. All right. So what I'm asking is, and I'll give an example. If I had something, if I wanted to build a community in, let's say, Pembroke, Illinois, about an hour away from Chicago, all right, I would feel I would have a better shot at using like a station like WVON, which mm-hmm. you got to pay for advertising. Versus, unless what I'm asking is, does somebody out there know how to use social media to build a local community? And let me give you the results. If I go on a station like VON, give me 1 hour on VON, I'm going to get me 30 people that I can meet face-to-face within 24 hours or less. But I haven't learned how to do it. Does anybody know how to do that using social media within that group on a local level, not a shotgun level, but a local level.
Okay, so basically, when you're using social media, it's the same principle as if you're using a local radio station, because you're able to explain where your parameters are in terms of, like, all the time, we'll talk about events happening in different places because we got hosts, you know, different places. We got, you know, hosts overseas and hosts across the country. So if somebody talks about an event that's happening or, you know, like you said, a physical location, a shop that they want people to patronize, we have to remind people of where the city is and where the location is. And then the whole social media network, you have connections to people that you know, like, and trust, whoever have met, do business with, or just simply know from them being near where you live on your in your phone contacts. Usually those are people who are local to you because you're probably not socializing that much with people in Moscow. So social media is a systematic way of reaching the people that you want to reach. It just gives you a larger reach if you wish to expand it. But you can target it to a location. Just like yesterday on our show, we talked about an event that's happening here in Chicago, a health event. And we urge people to come, but they also have a website. And they have, you know, products and services and do seminars, which, you know, if you do seminars online, that's global, even though an event that's physical might be in a certain location. So the way social media works is that you let people know where the physical location is, if it's in a place that you want people who are in that place to attend, and you can market to that local place based on your own network of local people. But you also can create an aspect of the business that does expand beyond a physical location. And a lot of people have mastered this. So they know, like, if you're going to sell a product and you want to sell it abroad, you have to figure out shipping and everything else. And it may or may not be profitable to sell something overseas based on shipping. But if you're going to do as Zoe's talking about, okay, if you want to be that wholesaler where you buy things in bulk, you can get a better bulk rate overseas even with the shipping. Or you might have somebody who travels back and forth, and can bring products, which is I have a lot of friends from Africa. They go home back and forth, you know, Ghana, Nigeria, and they bring products. So they're selling locally, but they're still global, and they have a physical location where they sell in the city where they live. So based on what your business, always find ways to take advantage of the internet marketing tool of social media, even with a specific physical location that you want to reach that local community. It's a strategy that every business can use, and like I was saying before, the people who understood it, they didn't go out of business during the pandemic. The people who didn't understand it, they went out of business because they didn't get it. You know, they thought, okay, I got to have people walk past my store in order for me to do business, and nobody's out here walking because everybody's under quarantine, so they went out of business, as opposed to figuring out, okay, I can hook up with one of these delivery services, and I can market on social media, and I can still have people come and buy and sell. And I can still, you know, I can send my delivery people out to carry my products, and I can stay in business. And food stores who figured it out, they stayed in business. Clothing stores who figured it out stayed in business. People who didn't figure it out, they didn't stay in business. And you even had, I mean, even newspapers. Most of our news is digital, and newspapers couldn't figure out how to create a digital product. They went out of business. So this is something that anybody who's in business has to figure out, a local and global strategy for marketing. So, Zoe, did you want to address what some of the things he's talking about?
Yeah, I think for TikTok, the to use it for our marketing is to reach, you know, not really targeted for your local area, but it's more for outreach to wider audience. So I definitely feel, you know, just like the example I gave at the opening, that this 100 years old veteran, World War II veteran, were able to sell his book to, you know, across the globe. And that is the perfect product. It's, TikTok has that ability to make wider customer base. And that's where it beats the Facebook and Instagram and becomes the forum in the Congress on behalf of Facebook. I think that Trump said perfectly, this is a competition between Facebook's Instagram and TikTok. And because Facebook is losing, they hire, basically, the Congress to sabotage TikTok. But I think if you have a product you want to reach like a bigger audience, this is the way you can benefit from.
Right.
So that's all.
Yeah, I think that's it. And what I see happening with a lot of local businesses is that they're still trying to figure out how to do things the old way. Well, if I pass out flyers in the block where I live, then I'll get, you know, foot traffic. Even that doesn't work because people don't really read paper anymore. They read their phones. So you still need to master social media. Even if you have business, people are still getting information on the Internet. That's how they're getting their information. So if you have a business.
And because your competitor is across the globe.
That's
even
right.
Even though you want to sell your own little corner, your customers being reached out by a competitor maybe a half a globe away. So
that's
you
right.
Can't think of that way anymore.
Right.
It's nothing is local. The globe connected now.
That's right. Everything is global. Well, it's time to go, people. We appreciate all of y'all. Thank you all for calling in, listening in, writing in. We got a comment here. Deborah, our third charity host, says, greetings. I think they have poked the bear with the conversations of forcing the change. There is a new audience paying attention to the political actions at hand. Love it. Yes, definitely. Economics is politics, people. Who's going to control the money?
Always. From the day America is funded, and then to, you know, segregate the black and the white.
That's the name of the game.
It's the economy.
It's the economy, people. We got to go. Thanks so much, Zoe. And we'll be back here tomorrow as we get some health and well-being tips from Viata. Until then, continue to shine your light. See you then.
See you.
Hope Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom. Share our time. Share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Ko Korea, annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, zdravstvuyte. In Germany, guten tag. In Poland, dzień dobry. In France, bonjour. In Spain, hola. In Italy, ciao. In Egypt, ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, akwaba. In Nigeria, peleo. In South Africa, sawubona. In Senegal, nangede. In Kenya, jambo. In Israel, shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, Palestine, and Saudi Arabia, assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Join us live on the on-air radio network. Call 727-731-5192. We want to talk to you.